Hi guys, welcome back.
Welcome, and
welcome, JC. Thank you for arriving on such short notice. It came to us just today that there's this the nominations
of Spiel des Jahres.
Spiel des Jahres was announced,
and we're jumping on the bandwagon just to let you know that we're updated.
Yeah.
So for everyone who doesn't know what Spiel des Jahres is, it's a German award for best board game. Now you might think, oh, why isn't my favorite game there? Because it's because Spiel des Jahres is focused more on games that you can play with your family. So you wouldn't see games. Very deception game.
Also, that's true, but it's also more oriented because it's oriented on the Essen, Nuremberg.
Yes, the German audience
market, and then from there the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
The games are generally in that perspective.
Yes.
But from once in a while they will reach out to the Western counterparts for a nomination. But the feel is generally in that direction.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of game mechanics topic. German games came about after the war, to sort of give people something to have fun and entertain them.
Keep them
but it had to be non-confrontational.
Yes, because they
didn't like conflict at that time, and so it was.
I wonder why.
Because if you've just gone through lots of wars and they're sort of forced into a war they didn't really want to go into.
That's true.
It was just a faction inside their regime.
This one very charismatic guy who rose up.
Yeah, and it wasn't even German.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we know our history. We just Googled it.
So they ended up with that constraint. Mm-hmm. They ended up with really making beautiful games that allows you to pretty much sit on your own chair and enjoy the company and think and really fiddle around really expansive mechanics. So Spiel des Jahres is an award they give through three different categories. Is for the kids games or Kenner's Kinderspiel
des Jahres.
And then the other one, which is
Kennerspiel,
which is I think strategic.
Yes, it's strategic.
Yeah, strategic.
Kennerspiel des Jahres, then.
And then for the overall, they have
Spiel des Jahres.
Spiel des Jahres. Des Jahres is the year.
Yes. So some games that have won previously is Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, yeah. Ticket to Ride.
Ticket to Ride. Yes.
Yeah,
we need to Google more.
No.
Camelot. Camelot won Kenner's Spiel.
Camelot also. Which should have been Splendor!
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm still bummed that Splendor didn't make this year.
Yeah, but it's...
Even last year?
It won in people's hearts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I guess the Germans didn't like the whole chip thing. it's noisy.
No, it's not just the Germans now that are awarding this money. I think they gather a large community of different dignitaries to vote in.
Let's discuss for.
So let's go into.
Let's start with the
Kinderspiel
because that's the one.
Because
we don't really know
about this. can you just list down which are the.
For Kinderspiel, you have Push a Monster. So, Push a Monster is designed by Queen Games.
Okay.
After that, I don't really know much.
And then what? The
next
other
is
one?
Shats Rabat,
which looks like a pirate game. With kids wearing pirate caps and
eye patch, I believe.
Looks like
yeah.
a SpongeBob episode.
Then you have Spinderella by. Yeah, I can't read it.
And this is about some spiders in some webs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
what
so
seems to be ants
so
moving about.
We could start a poll on who do you think is going to win by the box.
No. We're going to make a bet.
Yeah, we're going to do a bet. So,
so
the loser of the bet,
so,
that's what?
You know, no, then we're going to... well, take your pick first on those three. Which is senseless. And we're gonna fight it out.
Yeah, so what do you think, JC? So JC is calling on Shats
Rabat. So the Pirates goes to JC.
I'll go for Pusha Monster because I'm placing my money on Queen.
Okay. And I get Spinderella. Alright, so the reason why Spinderella will win is because my board game was designed by Peter Parker himself.
Okay. Okay, so we're just let's not do this.
Because we totally don't know what these games are. So we're just gonna do those.
Yeah, we're just gonna talk about the Kenner Spiel and the Spiel des Jahres.
No, but anyway, at least for the box covers.
Yeah,
I'm really
honest.
Quite interested on Pusha Monster.
Pusha Monster looks like a good game.
But that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I need to Google first.
Yeah, but I guess also part of the reason why we can't really describe much about
these games
haven't really reached
here.
Also in the US.
Also, yes.
Exactly. They also have the same issue because in terms of kids' games, in the US, that will be mostly done by toy companies. So it's really generic toy manufacturers
mm-hmm.
who would get some really, really popular game from Europe and then finally mass produce that. But in terms of innovating, in terms of innovating new games consistently yearly, this is a general event
mm-hmm.
in Europe. The Nuremberg Toy Fair, for example, is large, fair, and really great food. Of course, the bigger one, the Essen, but that's all about board games.
Board game market.
They really have a large investment into kids gaming. And so these are, for example, our favorites would be Super Rhino.
Rhino Hero. In the US, it's Rhino Hero.
Super Rhino Hero in the US. So it's really very simple dexterity type games or funny games.
Like there's one game, it's called the Dancing Egg.
We're
going to do a video on that. It's like
someday when I finally get the budget to buy a decent camera.
Yes, sir.
We will do that. We will do that. So when variable play grows big enough, maybe in the next 10 years.
No 1 year long. That's our goal.
Rain's already taken over.
Yeah, probably. When that you retire.
Anak.
Back in the day when we roll dice, we don't.
And you need to move the hologram. I don't want the hologram.
How can I touch this?
Expansions are DLCs.
Oh, please don't.
Oh,
don't give them ideas.
Oh my gosh.
Don't give them ideas. Okay.
Alright.
So let's get to
Moving forward, there's a few local shops here that like bringing in these stuff. But
yeah.
Of course, they can only bring so much. So do check them out. We do have cafes here that are into that. They have this ring counting game. It's really lots of fun. So moving forward,
can I Google something first? Can you see when Elysium was released?
Last year,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 2014.
Not Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, because the father and daughter board game show Well, it says here 2015. But the...
Yeah, kasi ngayon pa lang siya i-release eh.
Yeah, but the videos
were all
released last year. The father and daughter already did the...
Hindi, tsaka meron na siya na eh. Like, Tom Castle has a copy.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so let's go back. So let's move on to the Kinderspiel des Jahres.
Okay.
So actually, this the three nominees, you have Room Service, Orleans, or am I pronouncing it correct?
Yep.
And Elysium. Now, this just blows my mind because the game just released earlier this year and it already made it to Kinderspiel des Jahres. Oh, no, Kennerspiel des Jahres.
So that means it's... Well...
It's very strategic, I guess.
You know, that's exactly what happened with Splendor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also from the same guys.
Yes.
Elysium is also from Space Cowboys. So these guys must be really cooking up some good stuff. Because for them to always make it as something innovative and also beautiful. The board is beautiful. I just don't know if I like the whole I need to grab this tower thingy just because of something. It doesn't click to me.
It limits your action because you just can't do everything you want. That's from my point of view.
Yeah.
It limits what you can do and it makes it more strategic. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I like the concept that you're demigods, you're trying to make heroes
mm-hmm.
so that they could enter the Elysium.
Yep.
JC, any inputs?
Well, you kind of have to plan ahead for what you decide what you're using, right?
Yeah.
So you have to plan ahead on if you get this now just to block the other guy from getting it in the first
place.
Yeah,
that's true.
So.
But I don't like the whole thing where you at one point you get to run out of options because of the whole column thing. And you get to recruit, I guess, a regular citizen to join. But I guess that's not a really
big thing. But that was part of your...
Yep.
That was part of your decision of losing your colors at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to playing this game.
It just does not work for me thematically. I mean, I get it, for example, worker placement. You were first on that location, so fine. It makes sense that I'm not able to access that
mm-hmm.
on the next one. So it's now really... The options are dwindling down. But this...
The color tower thing.
I must play it so that I can understand what those are for.
Yeah,
thematically wise.
The game just hasn't reached us yet.
Yeah.
That's why we can't give a solid opinion.
How many of these games have actually... do we have a...
Locally, I believe two.
Smatchy and Cold, I think.
Cold hasn't arrived yet.
Really?
Yeah, but that's... No, it has.
But it hasn't. Oh, really?
There's two already that have...
Oh, okay.
I don't say. So going back to Kennerspiel, to the strategic games, I have my votes on Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me.
I actually have no idea what Room Service is.
But it's from Ravensburger, right?
Ravensburger,
yeah.
Okay.
But I'm putting all my money on Elysium on this one. Because I believe it's there for a reason, and I mean, come on, it's not even out yet, and it's already
it's Room
dominated.
Service, not Room Service.
Oh, that's why you're so witch in the hole.
Yeah,
okay, let's see what Room Service is.
I couldn't even read my own writing.
Ooh, it's from Ravensburger. Okay, which is a revised and expanded version of Witch's Brew. And what is that?
Ooh,
yeah, it's one of those games that we never reached.
It's an older title, but I haven't played it.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah, guys, help us with our games here.
Well, the game is so new, and ironically was approved as a post in Board Game Geek, even if its description text is literally... It's a revised version, an expanded version of Witch's Brew. When I posted my game, it required me a certain number of texts, and they even returned to me, please indicate a sample play. I'm like, this is fishy.
Yeah, it's marketing at its finest.
No, this means that It's affiliates. Unfair.
It's a footnote. referred to.
So broom service gets a vote down because it wasn't explained. The reason why I like Orleans is it is deck building,
yeah,
and which will be
discussed further.
The next topic that we're gonna discuss in the next episode. But it uses tiles and chips or tokens that you draw from a bag, and you're sort of building your workers in some sense. Hyperborea tried to do that.
Yeah, they
with
yeah.
cubes. But the theme but the theme was, it's like oversold, but the gameplay was so bland, they can't mesh
yeah.
well.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
super exciting cover.
Oh yeah, because you I mean if you look at the cover.
Looks like a 40k.
The cover's awesome. It's like you have like a space marine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like an archer, wizard. Some wizards.
Then
the archer
like,
is on a full stance of prowling stance.
Looks like a war game that would be like, oh crap, I need to play this. Then you open
and
it up and it's
and
like
you got hyper bored.
Yeah. Then you're like, oh, I think I made a mistake.
There's the
screeching halt.
It I don't but I think Hyperborea still has some chance.
We need to replay it.
On if an expansion comes in and
intensifies
adds
okay.
the epic
makes
journey.
Makes the map more palatable.
Yeah, actually.
The whole
the tile things, yeah.
The,
it
need to drop on the side and then goes to the middle, on the side. I don't it all see when games do when games make certain mechanics that does not connect or mesh with
it
the
affects
theme,
the game.
It does.
Yeah.
But just to remind myself, you know, when you punch to get the kick or you kick to get a punch, it doesn't make sense.
That's true. Unless you're playing Punch Out, I guess.
That's true.
Knockout, I think. Knockout CD.
Jab.
Jab there.
Yeah, jab.
We're eventually going to get there.
No,
all
it's
right.
Such an old game by, crap. No.
Stop it.
Damsel's game thing. The
Damsel's
game.
And Mistress.
Mr. No, the logo niya is the green dragon.
TMG.
TMG, yes. The minstrel game.
Tasty minstrel game.
Yeah. We know our crap.
And yeah, I still think Elysium's gonna win this one.
Okay.
Maybe not by a landslide. But hey, who knows?
Alright, so let's go into the main bout.
Main bout. Here we go.
Alright, so the main bout, we have the game, which I have no clue what it is.
Which one?
The
game. The
game. First issue I have with it.
The title.
Maybe it's a movie or something. But dang, man. You can't make... Like, Googling it messes up Google.
Google
I tried.
Cannot comprehend.
It's, you know? But here's... It sort of directed me somewhere. So, if you type the game, the board game... You see, first three links would be Board Game Online, Board Game Geek, and Firefly.
No, yeah.
The board game. So let's see. The card games.
I guess I should go for
the game BGG.
Oh my gosh. It's worse. So if the game, the card game, you get hearts, idiot. Go fish.
It's like that other game, Worker Placement.
See, you know, go for the geniuses like Elysium. Elysium the board game. First hit.
Yeah, it's
board game. Elysium. That's how you make a name.
The game is
a searchable name.
Please.
A distinguishable name.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
The game.
Well, I guess it's a good game apparently, so that's why I made the top 3.
Yeah, I think the game is a good game.
Would it be a game?
The game
here?
Might be.
That's true. But from what I know, it's a cooperative game.
So how, yeah,
it's a very complicated.
Oh jeez. Even Board Game Geek can't search it properly in its own database.
Yeah. So yeah.
How
guys,
can we find this thing?
So I would like to buy the game of the year.
The game.
What? Yeah. No. Which one? The game.
The game.
Yes, sir. Which one?
The game.
The game. Yeah, I know. It's a game. Which one? Man.
Yeah, they could have improved on that.
No, they could.
You know, but I think this is a trick. It's gonna win.
And no. Simply because what game won? The game.
What game? Know.
It's like a Seinfeld thing.
And the award goes to the game, Elysium. But the game already won.
Yeah. No.
Oh. I can't even find it in Board Game Geek.
Oh, this just sounds so familiar.
By the title itself.
Triple H comes out.
Start to play the game.
What does it say? The game what?
Okay, search on the game cooperative card game.
No, check out the publisher.
We can't see it.
Walay.
Even in the box there's no.
Well, it's poorly designed. It's like a horror.
I can't. No,
just type game. Game and then
game comma that.
No man, you
okay. No restricted to searchable by year.
2014. I'm gonna quote it. And see what happens there.
You get a quote.
Oh jeez, I get Trump.
Try searching in BGG. Go to advanced options, release date or publish date 2014, 2015.
Okay.
And then type in game.
And yes, we are.
We're on the road.
We are on a podcast talking about how to search this game.
Yeah, you learned.
Everything is gonna be cut out. Don't worry. This just boils down to 5 minutes where we say these are the nominees. We don't know.
These are the nominees.
We don't know about them. So we'll Google them. We'll get back to you. Get back to you in 7 to 8 days.
Whichever comes first.
It's working day, sir.
Well, I guess let's discuss the other two first. Let's start with the game, then go Cold Express and Magikarp.
Okay, finally found it. Oh my gosh. The game. Spiel. So lange du kannst.
Why are you chanting?
I'm not chanting, that's the name.
Okay.
Spiel. So lange du kannst.
I think it's like.
So let me just
translate.
Google Translate that. So we can figure out.
Are we still in BGG?
We are.
It's like a German site.
So if you know the whole name, so lange du kannst, then you can find it quickly. So in fairness to them, problem is the logo. Translate. Mm-hmm.
Cold Express is a train game.
Excuse me?
Hanggat maari mong. Sorry, my Google Translate is set to Filipino. As long as you can.
As long as you can. The game. Oh, is this the forever game thing?
So, it's the belt game.
I don't know the reference.
You know the part, the longest line.
Oh, yeah, I cheated.
No, just kidding. Okay, let's figure out what it is. So, players in the game try to discard all 98 cards in the deck onto 4 discard piles in order to win. But they need to do so in the right ways. Each player starts with 6 to 8 cards in their hand depending on the number of players and 4 cards. 4 discard piles prompt cards on the table showing 1 and up arrow and showing 2, 100 and down arrows. I'm falling asleep. On a turn, a player must discard at least 2 cards from a hand and to another more discard. What? It's an abstract game.
No.
What? How did this? Yeah, it's an abstract game. It's just numbers.
What?
That's it. It's a card game with abstract numbers.
I think you could just you can say that, you know. So what's the game? It's a game.
The game. Solange du kannst.
It's an abstract card game.
Solange du kannst.
Now, the reason why we're saying this is because we've never had the game here. And hopefully we will. It's one of those games that we're looking forward to trying.
We are?
No.
Moving on.
Really, we are?
So yeah, one of the...
It's like a longer version of Red 7. You're trying to discard your hand into these four piles. Mm-hmm. These four piles, you're trying to make them as long as possible. There are certain mm-hmm. rules that will limit you from discarding into that pile.
Okay.
So it's sort of a... is it cooperative? Let me just check.
Hanabi.
Yeah, it is cooperative.
So it's like Hanabi.
Okay. So it's Hanabi, but you're trying to build this line.
It's long Hanabi, but longer.
I love it. But hey, I guess the Germans saw something in it, and
the Europeans saw something in it.
I guess hopefully we do someday.
All right.
So moving on. Next week, we have
vote does not go to that then.
We have next. We have Colt Express.
Okay, this is where we match it out. Cold Express, you want to explain it?
So, it's a train filled up with 47 passengers. It just left somewhere from the west going to Mexico.
Okay.
And it's carrying gold. Suddenly, the
bandits
ride on the train. You know that typical western movie where the cowboys and outlaws.
Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Train robbery.
So, the cool thing with the game is the board is an actual train.
It's a 3D.
3D.
You sort of build
it.
The board.
And it has cactuses, mm-hmm. Mountains, just for scenery.
Yep.
So the cool thing about the game is you're actually an outlaw. You jump on the train and you're trying to get the most gold.
Yep.
So the cards you play is you either move or you climb up on the train.
Yeah, it's like
an
advanced version of Walk. The plank, or
it's a programming game.
So it's a programming game. You would play your movement hidden.
You plan out all your movement for the turn.
Yep, and then it's revealed, and you see what happens. My beef with the game is simply because the train models themselves are
not big enough.
The train.
The cabins. Yes.
Are kind of
small.
Small. I mean, the height. So in terms, of if
it's
you have
like
big hands,
it's like 3 inches high, and the meeples are like an inch and a half. So you're bound to bump into something.
Yeah. It's just a bit fiddly at that point, but it's definitely fun. Also, it's always it's nice to look at you the moment you have it laid out on
the board. It catches people's attention.
Yeah,
like
yeah definitely.
So I'm looking forward to playing this game again.
Cool. And Machikoro, we just discussed in great length
the previous episode. It's that good.
Yeah. You, JC, would like to add something that you believe they missed out in this nominations, correct?
JC has like a list right there.
No, not really a list of. But I was reading on online. People were kind of looking for one title or this that was missing, and that was Five Tribes.
Yeah, I think Five Tribes should have taken the place of the game.
I mean, Five Tribes is awesome. It's like futuristic Sonka.
Yeah,
because I guess how do you classify what gets nominated as the game of the year? One, it has to have enough buzz, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It has to call attention, right? It has to be intriguing. People would be really interested in it. It should function as a good game to bring in people into the hobby.
Yeah,
I mean, what's the purpose of awarding a game for the year? It's great innovation. It can bring people into the hobby. It's fun.
Yes.
So, fine. most games are fun, but it has to have some certain qualities in it. Five Tribes had some issues, and they because of the one word in the whole system, which they will be changing in the next releases.
They already changed it for the second printing.
Second printing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it already has a expansion.
It adds a sixth tribe.
the name is going defunct.
it adds a new tribe.
The Indigo tribe.
So it's eventually going to be seven tribes.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
now I understand. Because five tribes is the first one. They'll add the six. They're going to work their way up to 12. Mm-hmm. Because it's pertaining to the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go Israel. Fight your war. We believe in you. The wall is doing great.
So, that's why the second expansion was the sixth tribe.
Yeah, they're getting there.
Could be. I don't know. Maybe.
Lanterns coming. And convergence.
Epic, no.
But yeah, that's...
Basically, for the game of the year.
But yeah, Five Tribes wasn't nominated. They must have missed something, I guess. It's lacking something.
No one filed their papers.
I don't know. Maybe somebody forgot. Like, dude, is the awarding paper? Have you sent the email already? I thought that was gonna be you.
Then he goes, "Yeah, I'll just Google something." The game. No, I'm sorry.
No. It's impossible that they find it in Google.
Yeah, we tried.
On your first try.
No, because okay, Hanabi has been done. There's many. There's maybe two or three games that already tried that aspect of
Bomb Squad.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Bomb Squad is just gonna be released.
Yep.
It's Hanabi, but you're just Bomb Squad.
Yep, and where you have limited information, there's some older games that also sort of has that idea. Cold Express is pretty much a straightforward programming fun game. The innovation is really on the board itself. Machikoro is basically alluding to trying to be the new Settlers because it's so approachable.
Yeah, I
think had it been that Five Tribes is in this list or this selection, then my heart would go to Five Tribes, mm-hmm. but I think Machikoro will win.
Yeah, this is a moment where I still believe Machikoro will win by a landslide.
Yeah,
especially with the three nominees.
Well,
even with Five Tribes, I still think Machikoro would win
because of the approachability. But Five Tribes, man, the amount of brain crunching that you just enjoy in that game,
yeah,
just moving, true. Seeing all the different
get to a Euro where you kill,
yeah, where you assassinate.
Yeah, well, you don't. Yeah, true.
See? You can't
true.
Spin it that way.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I didn't make it. It's not a Euro, it's a Merry Trash.
But this, the game has this weird guy looking at me in a mask.
I guess
he's talking about the game,
yeah.
Not Five Tribes. I guess Machikoro.
Oh, another one I wanted to see is Mysterio.
Oh yeah,
oh,
seriously.
Yeah. What the hell happened to that?
Why is it not there?
It's Dixit plus
it's like dark
again,
Dixit.
Another innovation, and I think this one, compared to how they innovated with the game, if they want the mystery and the intrigue.
You go for Mysterium.
That's still cooperative. Mysterium,
yeah.
Man. The way it works.
The game is beautiful.
The
art's
one of you
awesome.
One of you in your group is the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I'm the ghost. I've been murdered, and my friends are there to figure out how, but I can only send information to them through
yes.
their dreams at night, and their goal is to
figure
sort
out
sort of like Cluedo, figure out who, where, and with what.
It's Mr. Mustard, Colonel Mustard, always Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard. with Lady whatever
Plum. Violet. I don't know.
But so the way you send those messages are through these art cards much like how they have it in Dixit. In Dixit, it's a very cerebral game as well. Where so, but this time around, there's no clue. You're just giving a card, and they now have to figure out
what it means.
Okay,
what it this means card for you
is generally there's a ball, with a pink color, but there's a lady with a green. And then there's a pond there, and I don't know if the lady's happy. Maybe it's this sad photo because the child was left. So that you're there as the ghost, and you're like, look at the background. It's gray. I just wanted to see the gray, but their ideas are sort of going at it and then going so sideways.
Taking a
and
U-turn.
Then,
yeah.
But I think that is deep. It would really build on your relationship,
yes, exactly,
in terms of getting people addicted to the hobby. Mysterium can do it.
I believe so.
You get them to play
I'm
one.
Still looking forward to the US release. Guys, there is a difference.
Yeah.
There is a big difference between the US release and the Polish release. Wait for the US just for components-wise.
Again, currently, if you want it, it's super pricey. So
yeah, it is. Because
also
it,
that, unless you have money to burn.
Well, I mean, if you want to play, the art of the Polish, I believe it's darker in theme, and I think they toned it down in the US release.
Yeah, it could be.
And
but again, and for me, that's where Splendor, for example, should have won last year,
mm-hmm,
not. Camel Up or Camel Cup.
Camel Cup.
Sila ba magkalaban eh?
Yes.
Nang Kinderspiel. Nang Kennerspiel.
Board Game Player.
Really? Camel Up?
Spiel des Jahres. Spiel des Jahres of the year last year, 2014, is Camel Up.
Over Splendor?
Over Splendor, man.
What?
Does not deserve it, but then...
Crap.
Yes, listen to... we are saying it. No. Camel Up.
Could you Google that real quick?
Camel Up.
I can't believe that.
Okay. 2014.
They're coming out with an expansion for Mysterium. That's why.
Oh, really?
I'm just joking. It's what, when, and who. It's what.
Nah, screw you, man.
Okay. Here's the nominees. Splendor. Concept. And Camel Up.
Oh, what?
Over Concept.
Camel Up won over.
Over Concept?
Concept.
Oh my god.
And Splendor. It does not make sense.
Okay, so.
You know why? I will put. What's that? The tortoise. And the
Hare and Tortoise.
Hare and Tortoise. Against Camel Up.
And
Hare and Tortoise will beat that game.
You think
we're
Hare and Tortoise.
Turtle.
So you think Hare and Tortoise is a better game than Camel Up?
Yeah. Because
I actually agree. I think Concept should have won.
I'm up for both. I'm up for both. The reason why I like Concept is because it can play more players.
That's true.
But
and it has hefty components. You get your bang for your buck.
Yeah, but Splendor, huh? You get poker chips, man.
Yeah,
really, really good poker chips. But the thing I like about Splendor, it has the same feel of Ticket to Ride, where you know it's gonna be timeless.
That's true.
You know that years down the road, Splendor
still
will still
Splendor.
Be. I don't. Whatever expansions they're gonna do with Splendor, I think it's gonna be difficult for them. It's just really gonna be okay. We're gonna give you better components.
Like a reprint.
I'll give you a playmat.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Deluxe. There's a deluxe.
We'll give you acrylic tokens.
Yeah.
Acrylic coins.
That was crazy.
I mean,
how could they make those coins even better? Deluxerer.
Luxurious. More luxurious. Yeah, let's make it more like gems and bring out acrylics. So it's like a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a piece of plastic, but it's just clear now.
Yeah, it's metal.
Yeah, no, I prefer to play Splendor with the Kickstarter gems. I think that's a good idea. It was released with the coins, so
okay.
They released gems in 5 different colors. I believe that would have been better. So
they did that.
Yeah, so you're actually holding on to gems, which is
big gems.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's like this big. They're like rupees from Zelda.
Oh.
So yeah.
Triforces.
Wow.
diba?
Yeah, that's cool. Although it's hard to stack. I love how it's
no,
it's,
but yeah, your
I know, I know, but I love to be able to just take the
crate of gems. Still square, you can still stack them.
So going back,
So you can see that Spiel des Jahres does have a funky trend.
Yeah,
when it comes to,
so I'm not surprised if the game would have won this year.
Oh my gosh.
The game over Magikoro and Colt Express. Hey, who knows?
Yeah, but think about it. Yeah, Colt Express is a nice and pretty game.
It's a solid game for a cowboy, a Western theme. The theme of it's very appropriate.
Yeah, but I would love to see Dead of Winter somewhere.
Oh, yeah, because
right?
The problem, I guess.
But it's so you.
It's something you can't really play with your kids. The theme is
that's
too dark.
True. That's true.
I mean,
that's
the
true.
Game does reveal human greed.
Here's their connoisseur game of the year. So that's sort of the strategic. The
2014.
Kenner Spiel. 2014. It was Concordia, Rococo, and then the winner is Istanbul.
No, I like Istanbul.
So they did well on that one.
Istanbul's cool.
And
Concordia, though, I
2013, the game of the year was Hanabi. Perfect.
Yeah.
And the connoisseur was Legends of Andor.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it come out 2014?
2013. So it came out 2012.
All right.
Somewhere there.
And this was the one I was trying to remember earlier. The ones that won. 2012, it was The Village, which is a nice. The name is so blasé, but in terms of the game itself, your generations die in the game,
mm-hmm.
and you are able to sort of create legacies on them,
mm-hmm.
and build up progress. That's The Village. The other one is Kingdom Builder.
Oh yeah, that's a good game.
It's a good game.
It's a good game.
It's area control, but there's so many little.
Is that the one from who's the designer? Vaccarino?
Yes, Vaccarino.
Yes. Don X.
Yeah,
Don X.
Donald X. From Green Games. So when did... Quirkle was a 2011 winner. Oh, and that was when Seven Wonders won.
Yep, Seven Wonders.
Seven Wonders should win.
Dixit won 2010.
And that's why. I mean, Dixit won 2010 and you don't have Mysterium on the list.
Yeah.
So I guess they didn't want another game like it. So
unfair. So 2004, they discovered and awarded the Spiel Game of the Year to Ticket to Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Where Ticket to Ride pretty much is now the...
So 2004, and the game is still around.
The game is still around. It just released its 10th
anniversary
last year. Really fantastic components.
Oh yeah, the game is
beautiful. Wow. Trains and all
components
that.
Components of Colt Express, but you're playing Ticket to Ride.
I guess
you
so.
You have those.
Yeah, yeah. And then
you can really ride them.
Another key point is 2009. That is when they discovered Dominion.
Yeah, that's where the whole deck building thing
so
came in.
So the whole deck building was innovated by Dominion in 2009, and that was the game breaker.
I believe Carcassonne's under this.
Carcassonne is quite old. It's 2001.
Yeah, because I know Carcassonne has that logo.
Yeah.
Spiel des Jahres.
Yeah.
And the game is still being played today.
Zuloretto. Didn't Zuloretto win something?
2007 for Zuloretto.
I like that game.
Yeah, so... You know, 2013... Hanabi, yeah, it's innovative, but I don't know. I can remember quite a lot of
against?
Games that are it.
What
2013.
Was it?
Oh, it did have enough competition. It went against Augustus.
Oh crap! That's bingo, right?
Yep, and
that's...
Quakes. Quakes. Let me explain. It's a very simple dice game where. You have sort of this sheet that has a color track and numbers.
Okay.
And whenever you roll, you can add certain things to it. And if you can make the sequence, you can start crossing out those numbers. So it's sort of like a group.
Is that still bingo? Bingo. So I guess the theme of the year was bingo in
Hanabi. And Hanabi came along. It's like, screw you guys. You ain't gonna win against me. But after I might bring in Quicks because it's quite interesting. It's like a role for Japan. You hear that? The you could see that they again, one person just rolls and everyone interacts with that role.
Uh-huh.
So it has that nice aspect. Augustus is literally bingo.
Bingo, yeah, I know.
But I haven't really played it. Most board game enthusiasts that I know.
They're pushing it.
Would always tell me, yeah, I know it's just bingo, but it's so much fun.
Yeah, I played it a couple of times.
I mean, you know, bingo without the money.
Yeah, but there's still, even though it's bingo, there's the part where of the bingo card you're trying to get, and you have the choice of what card you want.
Okay.
So you can actually combo your cards. If you get one off, it will chain with the rest if you got the right card.
So it's like a really strategic bingo where you get to look at all the cards.
I thought it was literally just...
But yeah, it is kind of more bingo in the sense
like maybe 80% bingo.
Yeah, you get a chip, you announce it.
And then you put some board game sauce on
the
tower.
The other 20% is the money involved and the actual words bingo. And the dabber.
Yeah. If you don't have the dabber,
it's not bingo. You put like corn,
popcorn,
dried corn on it.
Oh, and but you still have the same, you still have a guy, right? Shouting out whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Pumuputo! Anti single!
Sweet 16!
Yeah, we hang out there.
Okay,
so I guess you don't have
to enjoy this
bingo.
Year is not gonna be.
This year's a weird choice.
Yeah, there's so many fantastic games this year. But
Elysium
and Origins, they were spot on.
For Kenner's Spiel, it's Elysium, I believe.
So Orleans. Maybe that's sort of the trend this year. We had a lot more heavier games, so it was more difficult for them to find a more family game.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's why Machikoro definitely... I agree with Machikoro being in there. Five Tribes, maybe a little bit more difficult for everyone else.
Game of the year.
Yeah. Anyways... So that's that. I think we've stretched that mini episode to quite an extent.
Yeah, we just squeezed out whatever we could out of little knowledge we have.
Thank you, technology.
And hopefully I can make up something on this episode.
It's just a discussion about...
Yeah, but that was actually quite very spontaneous for us.
Yeah, napaka informative.
So cool. Hope to have you guys again.
Or games you think that should have been nominated.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you guys think?
Should it... Let's put it on the comments. Let's war it out. Who should have won last year? For this one, we don't know yet. We can start discussing.
Yeah.
But really... Splendor, man.
We now have 2020 vision.
Like,
because it's going to be hindsight.
Yeah, yeah. Where is Camel Cup now? Camel Cup. You know that their sea is actually reaching.
I even think Takenoko should be there.
Yeah.
Or
Camel Cup is on a discount bin now in Amazon.
Yeah.
It's
maximum
like
discount possible.
Of the three
nobody's
things,
getting it.
Of the three things that were nominated, the thing that won is what everyone hated. The other two would have.
No. Okay. Camel Cup is fun.
Okay.
Don't get us wrong.
Okay.
The game is a good
game.
It
is fun. It is a fun game.
But I mean, come on.
Put
it up against Splendor.
But the whole betting aspect of the different tiles and the camels stacking up together, it's funny. It's funny as you move around and you suddenly go, why is my color there now? And you really don't know what's going to happen. But in terms of adding knowledge, the game is very bland for me because it doesn't
for
have
your taste. Yeah,
it doesn't have enough combos for it to warrant its
the mechanic was too simple.
Yeah, compared to Hare and Tortoise,
oh,
where
the hidden role,
you know, the hidden role, and there's really a lot of thinking.
Each character is unique.
Yep.
Unlike Camel Cup, where I believe all the camels will run the same.
Yeah, whoever's in the top pretty much holds the speed, I think,
mm-hmm.
or the bottom.
And the cool thing with
Hare and Tortoise. The one at the bottom, I think.
This game, if played with the right people, you could game this thing. I mean, especially with the wolf.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That sheep ain't gonna win with that wolf around.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It balances out because it really gives players so much options.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why, but I don't know.
And the cool thing about the game, which I don't believe people have noticed, the more the players vote on the character, the less he will win.
Mm-hmm.
Or place a bet on that character, the less he will win. Because you get fewer cards in circulation.
Yeah. Alright, cool. I think we've fleshed that out quite well. Thank you again for
still
listening.
We're squeezing it in. I mean, just last year's.
Yeah,
we were. Come on, Splendor. Concha?
But okay,
I don't like no Cameron.
The third choice won, and everyone's saying, oh, I should have been that other guy, or even that.
In fairness, Board Game Geek awarded Star Realms multiple awards this year.
I love Star Realms. I mean, it deserves it.
Yeah.
That game is awesome. And looking forward to Cthulhu Realms.
There's another one they're coming up.
Epic. It's still the Realms.
We'll talk about that in the next episode.
Yes.
All right.
I'm so excited about it. Star Realms with dragons.
All right, cool. Talk to you guys soon. This is Ron.
Jose.
And JC back. Thank you for listening. Put whatever in the comments. Share, like.
Yeah, let's debate. Let's have a debate. I mean, come on.
Someone's going to reply, so.
Alright.
I think, I'm going to just bash on Camel Up and someone found the answer. No, we're not that desperate. It's just that. Come on, Camel Up.
Don's going to...
Yeah, we can. Not my fault. Who am I?
Alrighty. Bye, guys.
Bye.